Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, let's follow up on news that came out just yesterday, June 10th. Drill results from the La Colorada vein in the San Juan area. This is at the Plomosa Silver Project in Mexico. Headline number here is over 10,000 grams per ton silver equivalent, over 0.5 meters. And also within that drill result are a wider interval there of 9 meters at 946 grams per ton silver equivalent. Marcio, let's start here with this La Colorada vein and these high-grade results. Where does this bring the drilling at the La Colorada vein up to for you, please?
Well, sure. Thanks for having me again here. The La Colorada is bringing the opportunity to add a lot of ounces for the resource that we are estimating for the San Juan area. And the San Juan area has six veins: the San Juan, La Colorada, Iecora, Loma Dorada, San Francisco, and Maldiseya. But for the resource that's in the making, and we are going to do a resource just for three veins, the La Colorada, San Juan, and Iecora. And La Colorada is becoming very important because it's becoming a high-grade silver gold epithermal vein, very close to the surface. There was a small mine, gold silver mine, only two levels. We've been drilling down deep in areas completely unmined. So we are very excited about this.
So Marcio, it even says within the news release that you're focused on what sounds like three veins that are going to be a part of the initial resource. What does that mean for moving this asset forward and releasing the resource?
Yeah, so as we speak, we are really starting to mobilize more drill rigs to the site, back to the site. But keep in mind, I still have five holes at the lab that I'm expecting to release news in similar kind of rocks as this one today. So in the next couple of months, as part of the second half of 2021, we will be looking at drilling Loma Dorada and other of the veins, of the three veins, because they are part of this large system, the San Juan system.
How big is this overall system then? In terms of some insights in what could come out of this resource, I understand that you haven't cut off the drilling for that resource yet, so this result should be part of that resource estimate, but what's the potential here?
I'll refer to figure one in the news release. The system as a whole on a strike length from one end to the from the northern end to the southern end is close to 2 kilometers, but some of the veins are parallel. And what we have discovered recently is that the La Colorada might connect with the Iecora vein. Just that two veins together is 1 kilometer long. And we are just starting to drill those. The resource is just going to be the initial part of that system. And on the figure one, if people have the opportunity to look at, you see that they are all on top of each mountain. So each crest of the mountain is a different type of vein. So we are very excited about this. So we can find more and more veins in the area.
So Marcio, a couple drill results released within this news release and the headline number, the high grade, but you know, fairly narrow width, is also matched with some much wider widths. As I mentioned, within that one drill hole, that 9 meter intercept, but throughout the other drill results, there are some wider intercepts again, 6.9 meters of 467 grams per ton silver equivalent, even 2.1 meters of over 1,300 grams per ton silver equivalent. What do you want investors to focus on when it comes to these results? Is it the high-grade narrow veins or these larger width, these wider widths, more disseminated silver?
I would say that I'll look at them together, taking into consideration a couple of points. The first one, all the results are very close to the surface. Means whatever method of definition of what can be mined or not is going to take account that we are not really looking just to be mining 20 centimeters, 10 centimeters, 30 centimeters. There's an opportunity to be very effective as a broad type of mineralization, and inside that really broad envelope, we have all these really nice spots with high grade and open along the strike, which means we can continue to increase the number of ounces.
So, Marcio, final comment then regarding the resource estimate. When can we expect the resource?
So, just to remind everybody, like the Plomosas Silver Project, we have these two areas, the Plomosas mine area and the San Juan area. The company is doing two resource estimates. It's not just one. So the Plomosas mine area is fairly advanced. All the data is with the external QP and working a lot with all the more than 200 drill holes plus on there. And San Juan, as you said, there's still some holes that I'm waiting from the lab from the same area, La Colorada, high-grade veins, which I want to add into the resource model. So likely end of this month, Plomosas, and mid-July, you get San Juan. But I want to release them all together because it's part of one single project.
Okay, Marcio, so it sounds like there's a lot going on with the resources coming to a head in July, but you also have 14 veins in total with the company, if I'm correct on that, and there's a lot of other exploration work that you're targeting for later this year. So could you maybe discuss what you're looking at for some of the step out and greenfields drilling in addition to this drilling you're doing for the resources?
For sure. The second half is going to be pretty much drill, drill, drill in this company as a matter of really drilling outside of the areas that we have done resource. Step out drilling, of course, to continue to expand along the striking areas that we know already, like Plomosas mine area and some of the San Juan area. But we'll be looking very aggressively all these 14 veins that we know they exist in the property based on a lot of money spent by Grupo Mexico to sample them. And we'll be looking also the area to the south, the connection between the Plomosa Silver Project in San Marcial that we call now the gap area where we are encountering some veins as well, which might show the connection from San Juan to San Marcial. And of course, I could not really leave without mentioning the Trinidad project that we are starting to get some really good results by internal review of all the data. So there'll be some work done on that as well. So it's a district scale approach that we are taking here. And we are going to have a core project with all the three resources supporting a future PEA. But there'll be also the blue sky approach of the discoveries on all the additional and numerous veins.
So what could that mean to the company if you are able to drill in that gap zone and connect those two projects? How, you know, what could that be bigger picture for the company?
Then we start talking about that we are not talking about 500 meters. We are talking about systems that are connected kilometers. Of course, there will be some interruptions between one and the other, but it's a very important point to continue to support the growth of the company and add value here. It's because this company now controls the whole trend. The Plomosa San Marcial trend is 25 kilometers long. And you have all these veins popping up along the trend. So we are going to continue to look at this. And in addition to that, you have two other trends. That's the La Tigra and you have the Trinidad trend. So altogether, all these trends together, if you add the strike length of the structural trend, is 75 kilometers.
So Marcio, is it fair to say then that you guys are still very much in an exploration mode here? You're seeing a lot of potential to grow ounces or even build on whatever ounces you're going to come out with in that resource, but then also make new discoveries. This is still very much exploration resource growth focused.
The company is having the second half as a drilling focus to work because of the presence of these numerous veins. We are not a traditional exploration company doing a lot of grassroots. Our exploration is going to be concentrated on drilling. But having said that, we need to make use of what's there available as a lot of areas of drill holes that we want to add ounces. No, that's another point.
So Marcio, how many meters are planned and how much money does the company have to move through what sounds like a lot of drilling still on tap?
Yeah, we have an ability to operate at low cost. We have $10 million in the bank. There's still some warrants to be exercised that might increase that amount. I'm sure that they will be exercised. We are talking probably, it's final days of definition, probably in the range of 15,000 meters of drilling or a little bit more of that.
So news flow then wise, Marcio, what should we be expecting? What's the time frame of still some more news in terms of where the drills have been turning, some of the core that's in the lab, and again, the resource, how does it all fit together?
Yes, next 2-3 weeks, a couple of news releases on what's really left us drill holes part of the resource. then you start to see more news coming from other areas on more work that we are doing. As an example, we didn't really touch that, but we are doing a first time ever ground geophysical survey on 83 kilometers of lines at San Marcial. This is showing a lot of anomalies to be drilled. This is something that's going to be released, the program for the second half, and every month a couple of really drill hole results from the exploration, let's name exploration, more greenfield type, discovery type drill holes.
All right, Marcio, I appreciate the update. Full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Marcio regarding any of the work, any of the drilling that's happening on either of the company's projects, please email me, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. Marcio will follow up as some more news hits the market. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.